Our fifth Mishnah in Perek Tet goes on to discuss again some of the parameters of kilayim and what situations perhaps a person can wear a kilayim or whatnot. So our Mishnah starts: Mochei kisot mochrin kedarchan bivad shelo yizkavnu b'chama mipnei hachama u'b'gashamim mipnei hagashamim. V'hatz nuim maf shilin b'makel. So the Mishnah explains that someone whose job it is, whose business it is to sell garments, may sell in their usual manner as long as they do not intend the sun to protect themselves from the sun, or in the rains to protect themselves from the rains. The discreet one, however, hangs them on a stick. There are two different ways of understanding this Mishnah. Either one understands that a person whose business is to sell garments sort of has to model the garments. And in a situation like that, if you're wearing the clothing, you're exclusively wearing the clothing to model the clothing. You have no interest in the clothing, no benefit from the clothing. You don't want it to protect you from the rain or the cold or what have you. And therefore, if your business is to sell clothing, you're allowed to model the clothing even if it contains shotness. However, if it's really, really sunny and you're happy to be modeling this clothing because it's giving you, it's protecting from the sun, or it's pouring and you're happy to be wearing this clothing because it's protecting from the rain, then you clearly have an iser of kilayim. And the modest one or the discreet one simply wouldn't model the clothing, would rather have them displayed, on a hanging rack or on a stick of some kind. So option one is that the Mishnah is discussing actually physically wearing the clothing, but you're only wearing the clothing to model the clothing, and that those who are very careful wouldn't even do that. They would only have them sort of on a hanging rack. However, the alternative approach to this Mishnah is that that we're only talking about carrying the clothing, okay, we're never talking about modeling the clothing, and that a regular person whose job it is to sell clothing can schlep that clothing around piled high on his shoulder, because in a situation like that, unlike the donkey blanket in the previous Mishnah, where you are getting some benefit from the clothing, so in that situation you're simply schlepping it around. However, if this big pile of clothing on your shoulder is giving you shade or protecting you from the rain, then in that situation you can't do it. And the end of the Mishnah here would mean that in either case, the immodest person or the discreet person would carry their clothes they have a big pole and they carry their clothes on a stick across their shoulder so that the clothes are not touching them. So again, just to be clear, either we're talking about there not being a prohibition of shotness in a situation where you're exclusively modeling the clothes for the good of the buyer, and therefore as long as you're not getting any benefit from the clothes whatsoever, you can wear them. And there, even a modest person, a very firm person, is going to not model them, even if it potentially could lead to a loss of business. Alternatively, we say that nobody's allowed to wear the clothing at all. That's just silly. And we're only talking about a situation where a garment seller, how does he carry all his clothes? He usually carries them piled up high on his shoulders. And in that situation, he does not get any benefit from the fact that he's carrying all these clothes on his shoulders. And it's fine. Unless, of course, he's happy that he's getting shade from this big pile of clothing or protection from the rain, in which case it's usur. And in that situation, again, because there's no issur of carrying them in a normal way, so then the firm person, the modest person, is going to keep them on a stick and carry them across his back so that it's impossible for him to get any potential. He avoids the situation of potentially ever getting benefit from these clothes. Mishnah Vav continues the same discussion. Tofrei kisot, tofrin k'darchan, u'gavad shelo yitkavin b'chama mipnei hachama b'gashamim mipnei gashamim.
So the sixth Mishnah says that garment makers can sew in their usual manner, provided they do not intend in the sun to protect themselves from the sun, in the rains to protect themselves from the rains, and the tznias, the discreet ones, sew on the ground. And this Mishnah basically really continues the exact same theme as the previous Mishnah. There's not a lot to add. Tailors who are sewing garments containing shotness can support the fabric on their knees or lap, right? The normal way of sewing is you're going to be sewing on, you're going to hold the fabric on your body or whatever. But you don't have to be concerned. However, obviously, if you're sitting in the sun and you're having a really long, a long sewing session, and this fabric is providing some shade, or you're sewing for whatever reason in the rain, and this fabric is providing some protection from the rain, so then it obviously is prohibited. And either way, the firmer tailor, the more scrupulous tailor, is just going to sew on the ground or or sew at the table or what have you. But again, because they are not involved in an iser per se, the tailor can sew the normal way, which is to say they have the shatness on their lap. But the firm person would try to avoid that if possible.